In today's episode, Eduardo asks, does it make sense to have an active social media account like Facebook if you're not really active on it, like putting likes, leaving comments? For a business, the answer is yes, and there are two primary reasons, actually three primary reasons you'd want to do this. Number one is a defensive reason, which is to say, once you set up an account and get it to the point where you can establish a custom URL and things, you want to secure your brand's name or a relevant product name if you're going product side to make sure that no one else can get it. This is important, less so now. Well, it's important in general because it requires you to take some effort, but that secures your name. Now, there's a good chance on the mature networks that, like Twitter and Facebook, that the name's already been taken, so you'll have to be a little creative, just like domain names for your website, but you still need one, and you still want to make sure that you get that account and keep it somewhat active, at least in the sense of, like, post something every month so that the network realizes that you're still there, because some services will shutter your account after a certain amount of lack of activity. The second reason is for analytics and tracking purposes. Using things like Facebook, Facebook in particular has web analytics. It's called Facebook Analytics, and it's okay, but having the data certainly doesn't hurt. Its attribution analysis is completely centered around itself, no surprise there, but you still want to be able to see that data. And being able to track, particularly things like your web properties, your off network properties, but also your fans too. If you do have people who are liking your page just because they stumbled across it, it's not a bad source of data. So there's the second reason to have an active account is data. The third reason, and the big one, is advertising. You want the ability to advertise to other people, and for good or ill, social networks, especially Facebook and the Facebook family, are where all the action is right now. Yeah, Facebook covers 2 billion and change people. That's a substantial part of the human race, more so than any other single product in history. And so if you want to be able to reach those people with advertising, you're going to have to use Facebook. Not even Google AdWords has that level of reach, I don't think, at least within one product. Instagram has, 500 million active daily users. It's part of the Facebook family. And then you have all the other Facebook properties in which advertising is starting to appear now, like WhatsApp and Messenger. So if you want to be able to advertise to those audiences, you need a Facebook account. And it needs to be a page specifically for brands. It can't be a personal account. It has to be a page. Facebook advertising, though, I will say this up front, if you're not active on Facebook and you don't really know the ecosystem, Facebook advertising is potentially a giant waste of money and time because, like Google AdWords was when it first started out, advertising on social media is very much its own profession. Advertising on Facebook is its own profession. It is a discipline of its own. It's got its own quirks, and you can be very, very specialized within just Facebook advertising in order to maximize the impact of the platform. So if you're just getting started, it is a really good idea to take some of the free courses that Facebook offers in their business portal to learn how to advertise on Facebook effectively. There are a lot of tips. There are a lot of tricks. There are a lot of gotchas. There are all sorts of different ways that it can go sideways. And so taking those courses is a good idea. It is worth your time because it will save you money in the long run. So make sure that you do that. But those are the three reasons that you would want to have an active account on social networks. Now, should it be every social network? Defensively, I think so. It doesn't hurt you to have your Twitter handle and your LinkedIn company page and your Pinterest page. It doesn't hurt to have those locked down. From an analytics perspective, if your audience is there, it makes sense. Your audience is on Facebook. Period. End of story. 2 billion people, your audience is there. More niche networks like Pinterest, for example, your audience may or may not be there. So there may or may not be data worth scraping. And remember, there are a lot of social networks. Tumblr is still a thing, particularly in the teenage crowd. Twitter is still very relevant, especially if you're a politician. Reddit is a not only a thing but growing. And then there are all the third tier networks, the little one-off niches that are unique to your space. Those are worth your time if your audience is there. So you just got to get to know those spaces. And then on the third front, and again, if you haven't taken any training, I would be very hesitant to have you actively go out in advertising unless you try it out like at $5 a piece just for the experience. But be super careful because you can spend a lot of money unintentionally that way. So great question. If you have questions, please leave them in the comments or in the URL in this post. And of course, subscribe to the YouTube channel and the newsletter. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Want help solving your company's data analytics and digital marketing problems? Visit trustinsights.ai today and let us know how we can help you.